What's the stuff that you eat in salads? You eat in salads with dressing on it. It's green, leafy. On the bottom of salads.
Pimento?
No. You also can feed it to rabbits.
Lettuce?
Uh-huh. If you had two bunches of lettuce, you would say that you had what, two... What do they call the...
Two heads.
What about if you had two boys and three girls? You'd have two...
Quintuplets?
Well, have you ever... Do you ever speak of them as heads or head children? I've got five.
Only way I've ever heard of them spoken of as quintuplets if they're all born at the same time.
Well, no, these would just be like, say I had three children, I'd say I had three. Never used that, three head of children.
Just say three boys and a couple of girls.
Okay.
A family.
What if you had a lot of them, though?
A lot of them?
A lot of children. And they were born at different times. Say you had a...
I don't think you say you had a big family and had a...
Well, have you ever used the word passel?
Passel. Yeah, they use that whole passel of this, that, and the other.
Uh-huh.
It could be a whole passel of goats and a whole passel of children, and
mm-hmm.
But it'd be a whole passel as a group.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. And what would you call the outside ear of a corn? You have to peel off where you can eat it.
Shucks.
All right. And what kind of corn do you eat on the cob? You have a special kind of name for that?
Well, of course, what they call mostly is... roasting ear,
uh-huh.
Roasting ear, but that may be yellow, it may be white, bantam yeah. Corn slightly.
Now how about the top of the corn?
Tassel.
And the stringy stuff that comes out of the corn shucks?
Silk.
And what do you usually see around Halloween that they use to
carve? Pumpkins.
Okay. And the kind of small crooked neck vegetable?
Good.
How about if you eat it as a vegetable then?
Squash.
Have you raised melons at all on the farm?
Oh, yeah.
What kind of melons did you have?
Well, we had what we call a Jones melon and a rattlesnake melon.
What were they?
That was a striped melon. It was called a rattlesnake melon.
Was it
melon.
Like a watermelon?
Watermelon, yeah.
Uh-huh.
But it was a long melon with green and lighter green stripes. The stripes run the long way.
Uh-huh.
They don't run around. Then they had what they call the Watson melon and the...
These were all types of watermelons?
Yeah, the various types of
watermelons. What
watermelon.
Was the difference?
Different, there weren't exactly different types of, you might say, watermelons that had been developed by somebody, and they gave them his name, but
uh-huh.
They were pretty much the same melon.
All right, well, what was the difference, though, in between these different names? Didn't they have a distinct marking or something?
One of them would possibly have less seed than the other and have more heart.
What would that be called?
That would be because of the breeding of it. It's just like you develop a seedless orange.
Right. What would that be called, though, if it didn't have many seeds? What would the name be called?
Called watermelon right on. Well, it may be Mr. Smith's watermelon. That's the Smith melon. That's the Jones melon. That's the Watson melon.
Okay.
That's the man that raised it.
Uh-huh.
But they're all just watermelons.
All right.